I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's go back to Libya for a minute. Libyans celebrated Martyrs' Day on Sunday. The holiday honors a famous freedom fighter who resisted the Italian occupation of Libya back in 1911. It was the first Martyrs' Day since rebels captured and killed the country's longtime leader, Muammar Gaddafi, last fall. And of course, the holiday also followed last week's attack on the U.S. embassy, or consulate, rather, in Benghazi, the attack that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. The BBC's Wira Davies reports from Benghazi.
Libyans are celebrating their Martyrs' Day as Libyans know best, with gunfire. Not just fireworks and firecrackers, but the famous horsemen of Benghazi are here, in the middle of large crowds, firing their shotguns into the ground and trying to control their horses as they bolt. This has been a remarkable year for this country. There have been successful elections, and the transition to democracy is going remarkably well. But there have been reminders in recent days that the violence is far from over, and the future of this country has yet to be decided. In a country awash with guns, powerful militias still refuse to surrender their weapons. Among them, the ultra-conservative Islamists from Ansar al-Sharia. They were accused by some of being involved in the assault on the US consulate. It's an allegation they emphatically deny, but in the group's first interview with the Western broadcaster, Sheikh Mohammed Zahawi told me the battle for Libya was not over, and they completely reject the imposition, as he saw it, of democracy in Libya.
We don't believe in the democratic system. Even those countries who pretend that they are ruled by democracy know that it's fake. We want to tell the whole world that the project of democracy is not for us, and it doesn't suit Islam.
The authorities here say they've identified or arrested about 50 people in connection with last week's attack. Now, they won't say who they are or what the evidence against them is. And in a city where the police are still mistrusted by many, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. And they also admit that with such porous borders, the perpetrators may already have left Libya.
The president of Libya's new interim assembly is Mohamed Magariaf. He's adamant that last week's attack won't derail or alter the programme for change.
The struggle will continue until we draft and we pass a new constitution and have general elections and elect our new president and new parliament. But I'm sure that all Libyans in general are determined to continue their march towards building their new democratic constitution in Libya.
And then there's the impact of all this instability on Benghazi's ambitions to rebuild and attract foreign investors.
This is an absolutely huge half-built housing estate on the outskirts of Benghazi. Tower blocks as far as the eye can see. This was part of a deal between the Chinese government and Colonel Gaddafi to provide new homes for 200,000 people. But the Chinese workers building this site fled as soon as last year's fighting began. And it's a similar case with foreign investors across Libya. This country depends on foreign investment and in particular on overseas labour.
I think for now it is very negative. So I do feel that the situation is not under control.
Professor Zahi Mogherbi from Benghazi University says the new government must act and act quickly.
Many of the foreign companies and maybe foreign missions will be very hesitant to come back to Benghazi. And this is tragic for Libya and for Benghazi. It seems like that we are shooting ourselves in the foot. So it would be a very serious repercussion if this kind of insecurity continued.
People still chill out on Benghazi's famous seafront, despite renewed concerns about security. The overwhelming majority of Libyans clearly support their democratic project, but a handful of radical but committed Islamist militants could spoil everything.
That report from the BBC's Wira Davies in Benghazi, Libya. When we come back, the presidential campaign's on Twitter in 30 seconds. Here and now.